Are you popping a multivitamin?
Something.
You need a form of vegetable.
Right.
Or a form of protein.
Right. Or like, I don't like veggies. And it's like, okay, we all don't like veggies. But we all, you know, like you have.
I'm sick.
What's good? My name's Maria.
And my name is Caroline.
This is the Cathartic Experience. Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We hope you two are doing well. It's or you too.
You don't know that.
I don't know if it's one or two people listening, but I meant you people.
Yeah.
Are doing well. I know we're embarrassed. We're embarrassed. It's been a while since we've created content. And we're so sorry. We are so deeply sorry. We'll be on top of it. We promise.
We promise. Don't leave us. Life is just lifing. Listen,
I'm saying drop.
Life is just lifing, and so we had to take care of that first.
Every day,
priorities.
Every day, every week.
Oh, goodness. Before we delve or explain our topic today, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Which is such a rare thing for me. I've never said that before in this entire 2 years. Just, I'm doing well. I'm not okay. I'm not fine. I'm not good, but I'm doing well. I'm coming this morning energized and hydrated. How are you doing?
Not managing relationships properly.
Yeah. I literally have a 2-liter jug of water I'm working on.
All these things.
Because like apparently you like
so
need it.
We just wanted to say mm-hmm.
And like sunlight and stuff.
Right. And ooh, such things.
The self-preservation thing.
To kind of
yeah, it's real.
Part of life is a little much.
Yeah, but you need to do it.
Because we know that.
You need to do it.
So I'm trying my best. So do we want to dive in? Or do you have anything else you want to check in with?
We wanted to clarify that.
I mean, we could slowly... Yeah. Go in. And,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're following loves. With the yeah. Tough
First,
Love series.
Yes. Where we're going to like beat your ass with the realities of life.
Not beat your ass.
Beat your ass with the realities of life. Because if we don't do it, life will do it for you. And we don't want you to go through that. So that's why there is Tough and Love in the same title. Because we love you so much that we want to protect you from the world.
We want you to take care of yourself.
But it doesn't mean that what we say won't hurt a little bit if it resonates. So be prepared for that and just know that our intentions don't come from a bad place of wanting to cause harm.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just trying to share the realities of the world because these are things that we've learned through our profession as therapists that we didn't necessarily know even going into the profession because not a lot of the adults in our lives actually guided us in this particular way.
Yes.
So today's...
Also through experience.
Yeah, also through experience. So we don't want you to go through a tough time.
Yeah.
So today's topic is more so about self-neglect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called You're Dehydrated, Ho.
Right. And we say that with love. So self-neglect, basically, we're referring to the pattern of behavior where you fail to meet to your basic physical, emotional, and social needs, right? So anything that comes in the way of your health or of your well-being, like that's when we're referring to like self-neglect.
Yeah, and it is really interesting because even in kind of sessions I found with different types of people who are presenting with different things, whether it's like anxiety, depression, self-esteem, relationships issues, addiction, work stress, we've seen it, PTSD. For some reason, self-neglect seems to be like the baseline of what everybody lets go of, what everybody engages in when they're in that state where it's like, I could oversleep or undersleep, I could overeat or undereat, I can, you know, abuse substances various times of the day. I don't have to shower. I don't have to do my hair.
Brush my teeth.
I don't have to take care of my skin. I'm not drinking enough water. And so I'm not taking care of my body that is like granting me the privilege of being here. And the thing is, I know it doesn't always feel like a privilege to be human. And I'm going to be real about that because we go through so many tough things and there's so many unpredictable things about life. And life is just hard.
It is. At a baseline. It is, really.
But neglecting yourself on top of that.
Like, that is not it.
That's not it.
No, that's not it at all. Especially when it comes to, like, different health concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be a very slippery slope. You know, like failing to take your medication, mm-hmm. right, that you need. I think there are examples of people who don't take the medication because, like, they don't have access to their medication. Like, mm-hmm, I think that's mm-hmm. a different story than having access to it and maybe in some para-suicidal way not taking your medication.
Yeah.
When you know you need it to function.
Right, and the thing is, like, when people are in a state of suffering, their mindset is, well, let me let it get worse.
Mm.
But the thing is, each time somebody has let it get worse,
mm-hmm.
they wish that they had done something earlier.
Right.
So it's like, of course, you're going to want to, you know, woe is me, self-pity. I feel right. so bad for myself, so I'm not going to take care of myself. But once you're in that place mm-hmm. where you've done irreparable damage
right.
to your mental health, to your physical health, you are going to wish you didn't do that.
Right.
I see that all the time.
Right. What's coming to mind right now is people who participate in self-neglect by just letting go of themselves and
mm-hmm.
abusing of alcohol and substances. And some of that, like, when your liver is damaged,
mm-hmm.
going back, you know what I mean? Like, can you? I don't know if you can.
You
like, some of
back.
This thing, it's like permanent damage.
It is. Like, we've also worked with people who have had, like, chronic conditions, for example, mm-hmm. like diabetes, who intentionally self-neglect,
right.
where they, like, overeat or they don't take their medication mm-hmm. or they don't exercise and they don't hydrate as a form of self-punishment.
Right.
But
yes.
in the self-punishment, they are also suffering
mm-hmm.
the repercussions
There's
of
consequences
their decisions.
To that. Yeah.
And a lot of it, like you said, is irreparable. Like, once you lose a limb or go blind
mm-hmm.
or parts of your body start shutting down, you can't
reverse. Yeah, you can't reverse and go back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely. And it's such like a messy state of being,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this has an impact on this, that has an impact on this, and then it's like, before you know it, you're just like in this huge hole and you feel like, right, you feel like you can't get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or what's the point? Right?
Definitely. And let's break it down by ways they self-neglect. So sleep is one thing.
Ooh,
I've seen
sleep.
So much.
Sleep.
Where people don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't sleep because, well, the reasons I've heard is, like, you know, I come alive in the nighttime.
Mm.
Or they're just scrolling, like, TikTok and
mm-hmm.
watching videos and stuff. Sleep is the number one
mm-hmm.
predictor of
right.
how your mental health is going to go. There has been a high correlation with sleep and suicide ideation.
Oh,
people
yeah.
who don't get enough sleep are more likely to
mm-hmm.
be very depressed. And
yeah.
it's different if you actually are trying to sleep
mm-hmm.
and you can't and you have some form of insomnia.
Right.
And it's in comparison to when you can sleep, you're just choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're actively resisting sleep.
Mm-hmm. I heard of this movement, which is actually, like, people that are tired and exhausted of their 9-to-5 and who just want to kind of, like, this revenge life of, like, I'm going to stay up until 3 a.m. and then I'm just going to go to work. Because during that time, like, from 12 to 3, I can watch my favorite shows and just, you know. But it's like, you need sleep. You cannot function without sleep. Sleep is such an essential thing to your functioning. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even think you can, you know, like, at some point you need to lay down and get some sleep.
Right, and that's a good clarification. It's a need, not
mm-hmm.
a want.
It's not a want. You need sleep.
And do you know how many people who, because biologically they face so many challenges
mm-hmm.
to sleep, they would kill
right.
to be able to sleep? Because
yeah.
that's how much they suffer mentally.
Mm-hmm.
They would kill to be able to get a good night's sleep where they don't wake up halfway through or are not interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, please, for the love of all that is good on this
right.
planet, take care of your sleep.
Right.
Even if it's at least, like, 7 hours.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I hear about a lot is nutrition, right? Like, a lot of people who, you know, are existing on, like, ramen noodles every day. Yes.
Ramen and, noodles or Uber Eats.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And I think with the ramen noodle, it's kind of like, well, I'm a student and I don't have much, you know, like, I don't have the funds to be able to buy fruits and veggies every day. But at the same time, though, you know, like, you are making a decision to eat ramen noodles every day, right? Is there no way for you to get access to other food than this food that isn't, like, it's not, it doesn't nourish your body at all, right? Like, we're talking
at all,
right? And it's different if it's, like, once a week, but if it's, like, basically constantly. F you to the world and I'm gonna do this constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you're, like, in this self-neglect.
Right? And it's, like, are you popping a multivitamin?
It's something.
You need a form of vegetable.
Right.
A form of protein.
Right. Or, like, I don't like veggies. And it's, like, okay, we all don't like veggies. But we all, you know, like, you have...
I'm saying.
Yeah, you need to eat a salad once in, you know, once in a while.
And it, even if it's a bag of frozen vegetables, like, it's still
yes.
quite a bit more affordable than, like, your fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get it. It's a substitution, but it is still important to at least get your minimum right. vitamins and nutrients.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see this a lot with, like, Uber Eats culture, where it's like, oh, I don't want to spend money on food that's expensive. And yet, how many times is Uber Eats dropping off something right. at your door that is overpriced?
Mm-hmm. And it actually is overpriced, but yeah.
It is over. Yeah. You're paying at least, like, sometimes 15, 20 mm-hmm. above what the actual meal costs.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about 15 to 20%.
Like, stop above. That.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's not... I think another thing is living conditions. People who just, you know, just... live in filth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either like the mess of the place or literal filth, like not washing dishes, example, or, you know, just like that's another form of self-neglect, because you need right. for some sort of, you know, you need to be able to walk and see the floor in your space,
right? And I think oftentimes when people get to that place where their space is neglected,
mm-hmm.
it's because they're usually very socially isolated.
Mm.
So they never really run into the opportunity where somebody's going to visit them in their space.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. they know that if somebody's coming over mm-hmm. and they were to see this,
mm-hmm.
that person would have concerns about how they've been living over the last
right.
while. So the people who neglect their physical space
mm-hmm.
sometimes also are very... kind of recluse or like
mm-hmm.
socially kind of cut off from the entire
mm-hmm.
world.
Right.
But it's like, pretend we step into your room.
Yes.
Pretend Caroline and I are standing there inside your room or inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, based on what you know about us and our
right.
tough love, what would we say about your room?
Right. I would be highly concerned.
Not even because I'd be like, what the f*** is this mess? Clean up this pile of clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are these wrappers everywhere? I
mm-hmm.
mean, depends on who's listening, of course.
Right.
Clean your space.
Yeah.
And one thing I've been suggesting to clients a lot is, like, body double.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend or a
mm-hmm.
family member you trust,
mm-hmm.
invite them over and focus on cleaning together.
Right.
Or they could just sit on your couch or your bed while
mm-hmm.
you clean, just to hold you accountable.
Yeah, accountability is huge in that.
Because mm-hmm. you need it to happen.
Yeah.
If you had a child and you stepped into their room and it piles of garbage and clothes everywhere, would you say, oh, it's okay, daughter, it's okay, son, you can live in this filth?
Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't. So why on earth would you do that to yourself?
Right. It's usually reflecting on their mental state, right? But it's
right.
like you making concrete efforts to work on that and creating systems that can help you, right? Because it's like, it's not, no one wants that. Like, we don't want that for you.
We don't, and it's
we
not
don't.
Sustainable.
No.
Like, it's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been doing this for this long and you're not happy, guess what? You're not gonna be happy in the future if things are still this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, one of my clients, you know, we took forever to help them clean their space, and they ended up body doubling with a sibling of theirs,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to kind of manage their space. And the difference they saw
mm-hmm.
in themselves once they had a cleaner space even though nothing had changed about their circumstances,
right,
their space had just been cleaner and they felt like slightly better, like they could live a different life in their space, which was very, very important. And something else that comes up too, we should have touched on this when we spoke about nutrition, but hydration.
Yeah, you need to drink. We all need water. We all need water.
For the subculture of us who love Diet Coke and Coke Zero.
Are you pointing at yourself?
Yeah, I am. It's it's a liquid, but it's not water.
Mm-hmm.
We need some water.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all are actually dehydrated.
And that's, yeah, listen, that's not cute. No one wants to see you dehydrated on the Walmart floor. Like, this is not the life. This is not the life we want for you.
Right, because it manifests not only in things like your skin.
Yeah, true.
But it manifests in your mental clarity.
Yeah.
What it comes to nutrition and hydration, there's been so much research recently on how gut health affects mental health.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you put in your stomach, whatever your stomach has to process is going to manifest mentally for you. So I really want you to think about, like, what am I consuming this? And if I were a plant, would this help me thrive and survive, or would this kill me?
Low-key, I'm thinking right now, I have some clients who take better care of their pets and their plants than they do of themselves. And that is such a huge problem.
Ginormous. Right?
Because your dog is always fed. You bring them to the vet when you need to bring them to the vet. You take them out for walks. Like, you do all of the things for your pets. But when it comes to you, it's like complete neglect.
Like, up your standards a little bit. Like, I'm sorry, but when you step out into the street, people see your self-neglect. People can see that. Just because you think you're invisible to the whole world,
it doesn't mean that we don't see you, right? We see everything.
We see the dog fur covered shirt that you're wearing.
Yes.
We see it all.
We're saying this with so much love, but it's like you need to take care of yourself.
Literally.
No one else will do that for you.
You are not that invisible. I know you feel like you're invisible sometimes, but people will see your self-neglect.
They do.
And it will make you feel more ashamed.
Yeah. So please take care of yourself.
Please. That's our final message.
Yes. Please take care of
yourself. Please take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the reflection question we want to leave you with is, I want you to identify the ways in which you are neglecting yourself. And then I want you to think about one step that may make it easier to manage that part of your life. Whether it's body doubling or whether it's having a calendar with reminders or, you know, whether it's having an app that, you know, sends you alerts throughout the day.
Or they exist.
Whether it's a friend that can check in on you and make sure that you're doing these things. Like, you need to start relying on your supports, because the way you're living right now, I'm sorry, it's not working.
No.
We have also dealt with issues concerning self-neglect.
Yeah.
You know, it's a completely human experience. And a lot of the things that we spoke about, like, we know that experience firsthand in terms of, like, being dehydrated or not managing your finances or having
taking medication.
And not managing relationships properly.
Yeah.
Because adulting is hard. And when life is lifing,
Like,
it's genuinely hard to keep on top of all these things.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to say that the way that we went about talking about these things was not to evoke a sense of shame. It was more so to kind of
shed a
light, discuss the reality of the situation, because we know it's a rough time, because we know that experience firsthand.
Oh, we've been there. Yeah.
So we wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, and please take care of yourselves first.
Always.
And I think what happens is when we get overwhelmed with different things in life, our, like, care is the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we neglect ourselves. So it's really, 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 really important for you to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
And with that, we leave you with...
Bleh.